Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Readers Anonymous, A Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Larry Kay, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We are currently on, we're in the chapter, There Is a Solution. And we're on page 19, the third paragraph, which begins, We have concluded to publish. We're going to read through one paragraph. It ends, anyone concerned with a drinking problem? We're just going to comment on the one paragraph. Today's readers, we have Diane M. on the 12 steps. We have Karen W. on the 12 traditions. And the readers of the text, we have Nancy P., Elena C., and Rena L. And then our newcomer greeter is Toby W., and the host for the second hour is Colleen M. The share ID for yesterday, Monday, May 13th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting, that number is 21,193. That's 21,393. The 10 a.m. meeting, 21,394. That's 21,394. The OA Pre-Ramble, Overeaters Anonymous, is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are from compulsive overeating. We welcome anyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. We neither solicit nor accept outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine, and we take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and then we carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. We have a sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, and that is to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. So let's now ask Diane M. to please read the 12 steps. Good morning, Diane. And Diane, star one, please.
Oh, here I am. Thank you.
This is
Diane M. in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, recovering compulsive overeater. Steps number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thanks, Diane. Okay, with the 12 traditions, we have, with the 12 traditions, we have Karen W. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. This is Karen W. in Texas, compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of OA. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based upon attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for allowing me to be of service, and I pass.
Thank you, Karen. Okay, here's how this thing works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. What we do is we read a paragraph or two from the literature, then we stop and share on what was read, and anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature that we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Now, our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year. For readers, it is 6 months, and there is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read, and we are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. If you'd like to share, press star 1 to unmute your phone. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then mute your phone again by pressing star 1. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. So today we're back in the Big Book, of course. We're in the chapter, There Is a Solution. We're on page 19, the third paragraph. It begins, we've concluded to publish, and Nancy's gonna read through one paragraph ending, anyone concerned with a drinking problem. So Nancy P., will you get us started this morning?
I will, thank you, Larry. Nancy P., recovered in West Newton, Massachusetts. We have concluded to publish an anonymous volume setting forth the problem as we see it. We shall bring to the task our combined experience and knowledge. This should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. So at first blush, that was like, oh my God, what am I going to say about this paragraph? But then I realized this paragraph encapsulates the entire 12 steps. I mean, this book is filled with references, in my opinion, my personal experience, especially with references to the 12th step, which is, you have your spiritual awakening. I believe that it's a threefold step. It's its own ecosystem. And the most important part isn't so much that you have your spiritual awakening as it is that you help other people, that you carry the message to other people. And that's what this book, that's what this paragraph talks about. They're saying they're going to make a cheat sheet for everybody, for me anyways. Like this, you know, I'm agnostic, so the prayers don't really, I don't really see that. I don't really find comfort in that. But I find tremendous comfort in talking to other compulsive overeaters on a daily basis, whoever they are, random people that I call, people that I know that I call. You know, I make a lot of phone calls and I get a lot of phone calls. And that is a pretty useful program for me because previous to my recovery, I've been in this program for decades and decades, and I never used that avenue of available to me. And I never succeeded. I always failed. But once I started, you know, my assignment, the only assignment that was ongoing from my sponsor was that I had to make 2 phone calls a day. And the old Nancy P. would have called people that I knew were out, you know, lawyers, doctors, and teachers, you know, people that were in court, in surgery, or in class, or otherwise engaged. And the new Nancy P., the one that wanted to recover, called people until I got people. And I talked to a huge spectrum of people, old-timers, newcomers, people in, in trouble with food, people that were not ever, never eat, made compulsively. And that is the combined experience that helped me, that saved my life, that first, 8 months, certainly, when, I was stopping eating after eating 24/7, sobbing in my car over my donuts, when my daughter was in the hospital mm-hmm. from self-harm, all that stuff. Those people saved me, and I didn't have so much as an extra grain of rice that first, since then. But, I mean, certainly in the beginning, I couldn't believe it. And, to me, that's not just a suggestion. That's like a sledgehammer. I got better, and anybody else can get better. I swear it on my daughter's life, on your daughter's lives. I swear it, you can get better. You can have the same happy freedom that I do. You can be, not hurt yourself with food. The five benchmarks are: I'm happy, joyous, and free. I don't hurt myself with food. I help people. I comprehend the word serenity, and I know peace. And there's plenty of people that probably have way better recovery than me, but absolutely nobody is happier than I am. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks for getting us started, Nancy. Okay, so although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others can jump in as well. So with that, just give me your first name, last initial, and favorite color. Who would like to share?
Diane M.
Diane.
Janice P.M.
Okay, Janice.
Nancy.
Leanne W.
Nancy and Leanne. Who else? We only want shy people. If you're really, really shy, star one.
Maya K.
Oh, there's someone shy. Hi, Maya. Maybe not.
I am.
Anybody else? Okay, me too. Sort of. Okay, we got
Melissa
Diane.
B. in Michigan. Melissa.
Christina J.
Okay. Oh, wait, was that
Christina J.
And, oh, Christina, okay. Let's stop there. Here's our shy bunch. We got Diane, Janice, Nancy, Leanne, Maya, Melissa, and Christina. So if you're not Diane M., please mute your phone. And Diane, come on
Diane.
Up. And, yeah. Hi, Diane.
Hi, this is Diane in Martha's Vineyard. Shy one. This is my first time sharing. I'm jumping right in. And I'm so glad because it says setting forth the problem as we see it. And I saw it differently than this book sees it. And as a result of seeing my problem in a different light, I really sort of got lost for many years. I came into OA decades ago also and, really just focused on like a laundry list of tools. And lately, having just recently gone through the steps again, it's just so clear to me now what the problem is, that that is not about, 4 ounces on the scale, or it's about developing a relationship and having instructions. I'm so just grateful that there's a book where people it says their combined experience and knowledge is being passed on to me so that I can live a life that is free from this disease. I mean, I can't tell you, I don't even understand this last go around when I picked up the phone and asked for help. And, every day I just kept like moving forward using this useful program because I was concerned about my food problem. And people shared with me how to go about living. And as a result of that, today, here I am, and I'm on a vision, and I'm talking, and that's good. Thank you. Pass.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, Diane. Okay, next up we have Janice, followed by Nancy. Here's one of the most shy people you'll ever meet. Janice, good morning.
I don't know if I can talk. Yeah, this is gratefully, I'm Janice PM, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater living in Massachusetts. Well, this book is a miracle. You know, the first 100 drunks, people, men, women, wrote this book, contributed to this book, and they had the experience like most of us in this room. We're always was looking for a solution to the problem that we had. What's the answer? Well, the answer is in this book, and it's the last house on the street, really, because this is where I received my answer of recovery. I was always looking and trying to find my own power to solve all my problems, not just the food, because I tried and tried and tried. And here is the answer. This is what we concluded. And I'm part of the we today. Years ago, they were always trying to find the solution, how to, you know, to stop drinking and keep stopped. And the message in this book, they, you know, imagine if they didn't write this book, where would I be today? Where would we be? It's just a miracle. And what was the message? Well, the message was that they found that they couldn't stop drinking, and I couldn't stop eating, and I couldn't stop controlling people, places, things, my food, because I was powerless. So this book, with all these people, the first 100 people, now we're millions, you know. Of course, the first pioneers were like 75% recovery. Imagine recovered. I don't know, somebody's moving the pans around. Maybe they're clapping. the selfish, thank God for our pioneers, you know, that wrote this book to give me and to give you the benefit of their accumulated experience and knowledge. What a useful program to find that we have a problem of the mind and the body. And they gave us the answer to find that power through these 12 steps written in this book. There was no other way. And I'm a lot older than a lot of people, and I had more time to try to find the solution. And here it is right in this book, because they were hopeless like I was. And there's so much wisdom in this book of the pioneers. And, you know, it's the same recovery since 1939. Nothing has changed. And it's miraculous. It really is. So they recovered, and families got reunited, and that's how it is with me. Families were reunited, relationships with, of course, a higher power, and my son. Of course, my husband is deceased, but everything has changed. And if you want what I have, we're going to do what I do and keep doing it every day. And I'm finished. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks so much, Janice. Okay, next up we have Nancy, followed by Leanne. Nancy, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Nancy C., gratefully recovered this morning by God's grace in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And great lead-in. Thank you, Nancy, for your opening and the shares that have come before me. You know, I was hopeless. I was out of ideas. I didn't know what to do. And this book gave me the answer to my food problem, which really wasn't a food problem. It was a God problem. And it was an isolation problem and a thinking I was God problem. And as what I'm keying into today is the combined experience and knowledge, you know, that's fellowship to me. That's the whole program. That's the 12 steps. But the neat thing is that this program is a useful program on a daily basis to me, that I do work with other people, and together we get better, right? It's not a separate program anymore. And I look for people who have the experience that I don't have. You know, how many times do do I work with a sponsor, a sponsee that I don't know an answer for something that's come up? I don't try to make it up like I used to. You know, it'd be like, oh, God, I have to take care of this. You say, hey, so-and-so had this problem, call them. Or how about you try calling this person or putting it out on a GroupMe chat? We have so many people available to help. That's the other amazing thing. You never call anybody in this program that goes, eh, I'm really kind of too busy, don't have time to talk to you. They do take that time because it is something that we've all gotten out of that misery of that cake plate and the inability to stop just that terrible, awful place that we were at. I'm so full of excitement and gratitude today reading that combined experience and a useful program, that this is a combined experience program. And thank God you guys have had the experiences before me, so I know who to call. And I know I have combined experiences that will help other people. And that's how God intended it to work. That's how Bill divinely wrote this out, so that it did work for all of us. And just full of gratitude for all of you and being on the line every morning and giving me that shot of energy that gets me through the day. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy. Okay, next up we have Leanne, followed by Maya. And just a reminder, last initial and where you're from, that'd be great. Leanne, good morning.
Yes, hi, good morning. My name is Leanne W. I'm from Massachusetts. And whenever recovered, I'll add on, I am recovered in this program, but for the grace of God. And whenever I read this paragraph here, I always flip over to page 45, and this is where it says we are, the last sentence here, this should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with the drinking problem. And so for me, you know, it's the lack of power. When I think about my problem is not about my food, you know, my solution is not about the food plan. For so long in this program, I've just been given food plans and told to make 3 phone calls a day and go to 3 meetings a week and, you know, do all of these things. And they're extremely useful. Those are great tools of the program and extremely important, especially with doing service. But if I am truly looking at what solution is to that problem, I first have to get to the point of recognizing that I have a lack of power, says on page 45, lack of power, that was my dilemma, and I had to find a power which I could live, and it had to be a power greater than myself. And for me, it couldn't be, the phone couldn't be my power, the food plan couldn't be my power, the power had to come from this book. And so that's what it's saying here on page 19, we have concluded to publish an anonymous volume setting forth the problem as we see it. But what is this volume? And again, that brings me to page 45, where it says in the next paragraph, well, that's exactly what this book is all about. Its main object is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. And what was my problem? Singular, my problem was I couldn't put down the food. That was my problem. And it was my problems, plural, in life that led me to the food. So I needed to find a power that was greater than myself and which would enable me to solve the problem of the food, which then led into me being able to, react or to live through all the crises in life. And I do sponsor today. It's the greatest blessing is to be able to sponsor other women through this program. And when I'm talking with them, to me it's very important that it's great that I share my experience and strength, but I don't want to become the source of someone's solution. So I go back to the big book. And, you know, when reading this big book on a daily basis, you really get to know, you know, like, oh, that's on page 45. Oh, that's on page 63. Oh, turn to page 69. And you begin to, this book becomes a part of your life. It's in, you know, it's ingrained in you. And that's, you know, that's where the real power comes from. And so with that, I pass. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Leanne. Okay, next up we have Maya, followed by Melissa. Maya, good morning.
Hi, it's Maya. from New York. I'm compulsive overeater and bulimic in recovery. I hope you can hear me. Okay. It was such a fast reading. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. But I did get a lot out of what people shared and kind of the gist of the reading. And what came to mind was before I found program, I was so alone with this problem, and any solution I had was temporary and didn't last very long. And the way I see it is, you know, when I was shown this solution, you know, the big book, it incorporated, you know, a solution and God, which I already believed in, and friends, which I had, but these were friends who had the same problem, and I wasn't alone anymore with it. And I was utterly alone with this problem my whole life. And just trying to find solutions all on my own, even as a kid. I just remember coming home with these little Weight Watcher meals at like 10 years old. You know, and just, it was so lonely. My mom putting me on diets. And, you know, here I've had a solution that incorporates everything, friends, higher power, you know, cleaning up the past, dealing with the past. And one thing is that the big book talks about that's really helped me is, you know, looking for the solution instead of sitting in the problem. And that's really helped me a lot. And there's just so many places to go, you know, whether it's praying or my sponsor or reaching out. I personally have a lot of trouble reaching out to people, but I keep trying. And I try to during the day, you know, ask people how they are and get the focus off of myself because I was very, like, introverted. So I do my best there. I pray every day. And I just keep moving forward with looking for the solution. And that's about it. So thanks for letting me share.
Oh, I'm glad you shared, Maya. Thanks so much. Okay, next up we have Melissa, followed by Christina. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Melissa B., and I am in Michigan. And I am thinking about the phrase combined experience and knowledge. And I just am reflecting on how both the experience and the knowledge are so important and beneficial, and that it's combined, like from multiple people who have been there. I'm so grateful also, so like in that next sentence, this should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. And I am so grateful that it is not just people who have a drinking problem who benefit from this program. It is so far beyond that. And I don't know, I'm sure that the people who first started this program had some idea how it may impact possibly, you know, other alcoholics, but they I'm sure did not have any idea how much it would impact so many more people. But the combined experience and knowledge, so for me, hearing those of you who have gone before, hearing your experience and being able to relate to the problems that you have had and that I see in myself, but not just that, the hope that you have because of victory that you've had through this program, and then also the knowledge that you share because of that victory, because you know the steps, you know the tools, and I'm still early on. I am on my third day of total abstinence this morning, and I'm rejoicing in that, and I already feel like I have a clearer mind and more peace, and I'm grateful for that. with that, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Oh, my gosh, Melissa. Thanks so much for sharing. And after Christina, just to let you know, we're on page 19, the third paragraph. We've concluded to publish through one paragraph. And so we'll take some more names. Christina, good morning to you.
Morning, Larry. Morning, everyone. Christina J. I almost didn't share, but what the visual that came to my mind was all the diet books out there, you know, all those volumes of diet books that set forth the problem as I saw it. If I lose weight, I'll find happiness and joy, and my life will be in ecstasy, and I'll get the man I want, and I'll get the job I want, and I'll become famous in my music career. You know, if I could just keep that food down and that sugar, you know, if I could just keep that sugar down, my brain chemistry would level out and it was going to be a miracle. And every diet book I picked up and every diet I went on, I had an incredible pink cloud experience. 2 weeks in, I was flying high, baby. I had this problem under control. I remember going on one of my vision quests, which is an American Indian tradition of going out to the desert for 4 days and five nights without food and seeking your vision for whatever you were facing in your life, you know. And one of the guides said to me, as I was saying, I came back from my vision fast, and she said, I'm gonna lick this thing now because I feel great. And she kind of looked at me somberly, you know, and she said, you know, addiction is a long journey. And I was, you know, inside I was like, oh, whatever. I've got this down now, you know, because the cravings had gone, right, because I had been off the sugar. The problem is, you know, as we all know, I have some experience and knowledge now that putting the food down doesn't work. I mean, it works because it gets the allergy down, it gets it quiet, but there's a long journey ahead and a beautiful, damn long journey of discovering who you are. And this 12-step program takes us there. And you can hear it on the line in the voices. You know, you can hear the recovered people on this line just sharing their lives and their knowledge, and they're happy and they're peaceful. Sure, they have problems. But they got a program, as it says here, a useful program with anyone concerned with a drinking problem. And I cross that out, well, actually add to it, concerned with a life problem. I have a life problem, and it's me. I'm selfish. And I love, in the first line, it says here, we have concluded to publish an anonymous. Isn't that beautiful? The pride is down. I don't need victory for this. I don't need to be put up on a top of a mountaintop because I'm abstinent and I've figured certain things out. No, that doesn't work. I've been there before, you know, setting forth the problem as we see it. We shall bring the task of our combined experience. And my, you know, my experience, as I like to think about it, is being in a parking lot in my car with bags and boxes around me, stuffing my face on a beautiful sunny day, and then throwing the baggages and boxes away, and then the horror of the rest of the day would begin. Because the disease wasn't done yet. I thought I was done, but the disease wasn't done, and on the way home there was another store. And it goes on and on. We all can tell tons of experiences with the food, the combined experience, and the knowledge that I can't take one bite has now become emblazoned on my bones. I can't take one bite. And that's the beautiful journey we're on, and I'm so grateful for this anonymous volume. I never found this on a diet bookshelf, but it is truly the relief we are seeking if we're out there. And, you know, stay on the journey, no matter how many relapses, whatever, as they all say, as we all say, keep coming back, because it will eventually sink in if you're struggling. And it did for me, finally. And love you all, and I'll pass.
Thanks, Christina. You know, the food will kill me, but sharing will never kill me. So who would like, with that segue, who would like to share in what was read?
Mary A. from Maine.
Mary?
Robin P.
Robin. Who else?
Anayeta R. from Texas.
Anayeta.
Danielle O. New York.
Danielle.
Larissa.
Chrissy Jane.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Chrissy Jane.
Chrissy Jane. How about one more? One more shy, super shy person.
Donna Kay, Massachusetts.
Donna?
No, Mona, okay. Like Mona Lisa.
Oh, Mona. Oh, Mona Lisa. Mona Kay. Okay, here's who we have.
Thanks.
We got Mary, Robin, Anayeta, Danielle, Chrissy Jane, and Mona Kay. So, Mary, why don't you get us started? Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Larry, for your service, and thanks to everybody who shared this morning. My name is Mary A. I'm calling in from Portland, Maine, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater by God's grace and mercy. And this paragraph reminds me of a conversation I had early on with an early sponsor where she highlighted, we're going to bring to the task our combined experience and knowledge. And she said, notice that it doesn't say opinion. We're not going to bring to bear our opinion. We're going to bring our collective experience and the knowledge that we've gained because of that experience. And we're going to pass that on to you by putting it down in black and white in this book. And at that moment, she invited me as part of her sponsor ideal, as a sponsor, invited me to open dialogue with her if I ever thought she was sharing her opinion rather than her experience and knowledge, that it was okay for me to ask her, hey, is that your opinion or is that your experience? And I do the same with the women that I sponsor now because, you know, I'm a compulsive overeater. I have the brain of an alcoholic, I have ego. And, you know, I want to be right and I want to, you know, I want to do it right and all of those things. And sometimes I may be really tempted to share my opinion and sometimes I may share my opinion and not even realize that I'm doing it. But that's not what this program of recovery is, right? The paragraph continues with, this should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem or for us an eating problem. And so if my job is to seek God and then to pass on this program to others so that they can find their own conception of God, then it's important for me to share my experience and my knowledge and not my opinion. And so I try to stay very vigilant about that. And I invite my sponsees to ask me, hey, is that your experience or is that your opinion? And if it's my opinion, I go, oh, geez, I'm so sorry. I've slipped into opinionated. Let's back up and find where this is in the book. And then we go back to the program and find whatever it is that we're talking about and take it from there. So what I love about that and that it's laid out so clearly here in this paragraph is that it keeps me, it almost like protects me from my own manifestation of disease in the process of sponsoring others. And it keeps me sort of on the straight and narrow of what this program is. And I can't do that on my own. If I could have done that on my own, then I probably wouldn't have become a compulsive overeater. And so every day I give thanks for God, for Bill and Bob, for the fact that they did put this down in writing. Somewhere else in the book it says, you know, you may be one person with nothing but this book. And like, yep, I've got this book, I've got this experience and knowledge, and I can pass it on and help another recover. For that, I'm extraordinarily grateful. And I'll pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Okay, we have Robin followed by Hanayeta. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you so much for your service. I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and I'm currently in Atlanta, Georgia, in the U.S., usually in Costa Rica and also traveling in Europe. I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful that they did write everything down, that we do have follow the success. If you want to know how to do it, just do what was done. And the lineage of my sponsor, my sponsor's sponsor, my sponsees, all of that lineage, it just works. If I work it, if all I have to do, it really is a simple program for complicated people. And, you know, through anything, I get to go through anything abstinently and in recovery as long as I'm willing. It's that key of willingness. And my father, we came back to the U.S. My father's dying suddenly with a huge brain tumor. we were in Europe, and we're going back to Europe. And we got to spend this a few days with him, and it meant so much to me. And this was the guy who had abused me, one of them. He really had abused me very badly. He's a sex addict and a rageaholic. And, but I did so much work on it through the grace of this program. It works if I work it. And I had the most loving time with him and my family. And he had conducted an orchestra his whole life. And I had starred on Broadway, and I sang with his orchestra. And sitting in bed, I got to sing one of the songs I had sung with him. And it was so touching and such a healing grace. I felt so much grace, and I had to do 10 steps, still doing a couple of 10 steps. But the major miracle was I brought my recovery with me to this family that mostly doesn't even believe in God. And I got to just bring the light and bring the love of God that I learned through this program. And I'm eternally grateful. And I get to go live my life, and I got to say goodbye to my dad. And of course, we'll fly back if he gets to the next stage. But it was a miracle blessing and grace. And God bless you all, and thank you for my God squad and my pass.
Hey, Robin, sounds like recovery to me, and prayers for you, for all of you, including your father. So next up is Hannah Yetta, followed by Danielle. I love saying Hannah Yetta. Good morning. I hope I didn't stir you up, Hannah Yetta.
You make me, yes. Anyway, don't count this as part of my time, but I can't stop laughing.
Nah.
Anyway, not teasing. This is Hannah Yetta R from Texas, and I think I'm the only one in the member list. So, and I would love calls. Anyway, thank you, Russ, and thank you everybody who shared, and the people on the line. And I just, you know, when it talked about this combined people, these people that came together and decided to put this in a book, was like, really, what a gift. And that's how I think of it, is that this is a gift from God, that we have this special book from these special people. And and it warms my heart. It warms my heart to think of these 100 people like yelling out, no, I don't want to do that. No, no, we have to do it this way. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have to put God in the middle. Anyway, and it just tickles me to think of these combined experiences and what they were and who they were and what they looked like. And, you know, it's just amazing to me. Sorry. And anyway, for the people who are new on this line, maybe you don't understand some of the things we're talking about. It's a different language. We're speaking a new language, and it's just like learning any other language. It's going to take time, but don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle. That's what I want to start saying. Don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle, and we never know when that miracle is going to happen. So with that, I will say thank you. Have a wonderfully blessed day. And thanks, Russ, again. I love when you say my name.
Thanks, Hannah Yetta. So this is Russ M. from Philly. Love yous, guys. All right, next up is Danielle, followed by Christy Jane. Hey, Danielle. Good morning to you.
Hi, everyone. This is Danielle O. from New York. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. It's a good day. So I am truly a retread in OA, that's for sure. And I'm so grateful that I get to get onto this meeting every day when I choose. But more important that I am making I've stopped counting how many times I've come back to abstinence. But if I can make it through today, today will be day one. And I'm not proud of that. I'm not thrilled with what I've seen, but I have truly realized that I can't win this fight at all. And it only gets worse. It never has gotten better. Matter of fact, I see how much more worse it can get. Faced with the knowledge that I have the potential to have diabetes because, you know, the way I ate so recklessly for so many years. And, you know, as long as I'm eating abstinently, it's in remission. And I know that in my mind, but the disease is so cunning, baffling, and powerful, and I fall right back into the same pattern. And so the pattern and the end result is I'm so sick of working so hard. Why am I so much work? Why does this have to keep being so difficult? Why can't it just be easy? Why is my life, like, they go on? And it leads me right back to, well, so when you don't do those things, I end up miserable. I end up hurting. And it's like there's no other solution. And I know that. I know it. You know, I've been walking this path with the 12 steps, but not so successful in the OA place. I've worked with people, I've done all the things. I still came back to struggling and relapsing. So I don't want to make it a long, drawn-out thing. I'm just saying, claiming my seat this morning, just sharing that I'm willing. If my head doesn't fall off with a headache by the end of today, I'm in good shape. It's no fun detoxing. Anyway, thank you very much, everyone, for sharing and being here this morning. I'm so glad I could depend on the 7 a.m. meeting. Thank you. Have a good day.
You bet. Thanks, Danielle. Appreciate it. Just working those steps, right? Working those steps. You just keep at it. All right. We got Christy Jane followed by Mona Lisa. Christy Jane, good morning.
Hi. This is Christy Jane, compulsive overeater from Pittsburgh. And the disease to me is isolation. I'm not sharing with other people. I'm isolated. Being isolated with my own thoughts is a sentence. Being like in jail, in solitary confinement. However, I'm the one who shut the jail. I'm holding myself alone with my thinking. My thinking alone gets worse and worse. Just like slowing down. And with other people, my thinking gets better and better because I'm connected to my higher power only through other people. And that is why I cannot be alone. And I pass.
Christy, well, Christy Jane, we're so glad you're here. Thanks for stepping up and sharing. Okay, next up we have Mona Kay. Hey, Mona, good morning.
Good morning. This is Mona Kay from Massachusetts. And I'm not new to the program. I made a mistake of coming on. I just joined the Vision for You Friday, I believe, and boy, did I get some phone calls, and I'm grateful for all those phone calls. I responded to many of them, and I'm just really grateful to be here. I can only be here because I had surgery, and I've been recovering for a long time before I returned to work, so I'm able to join here and listen and, you know, have the big book kind of pulled apart paragraph at a time, which I've never had the opportunity to do before in the program. And it's really eye-opening to me.
I'm familiar with the Blue Book, but not to the degree that, you know, is shared here. And, you know, the sentence, we shall bring to the task combined experience and knowledge, it really spoke to me this morning because I had a good amount of time yesterday that I was basically driving myself crazy because I didn't have any tasks to do and I'm alone and what am I going to do? You know, my mind was just swirling and swirling, and I certainly could have called several people and that would have passed my time away. I do have limits mobility-wise, so I'm not able to go out and take walks and do the kind of things I really enjoy in those kind of moments. But I just, that combination of knowledge there, I need to make calls and accept more calls because I do tend to complain about being isolated, but then I isolate. So I really enjoy, you know, I woke up this morning, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be able to make it to the Vision for You meeting. And it's just a gift to me and a blessing to be here and to hear all these shares. And I'm just really grateful to be part of this program. And with that, I'm going to pass.
Me too, Mona. Thanks for mentioning that. Okay, we got time for another share, maybe two. Who wants to jump in?
Hi, it's Toby K.
Okay, Toby. Let's go with Toby and see where we're at. Okay, Toby, the floor is yours. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. This is Toby K. from Long Island, New York. And, the shares have been so helpful and enlightening. And I tend to struggle with solitude, churning in my head over and over and over again. And I'm allowing myself to be isolated, which is not part of the program. So I wanted to claim my seat and tell you how grateful I am that you are all out there sharing your strength and hope. And I hope it will filter down to me. Thank you so much. I pass.
You bet, Toby. Anybody else want to jump in? We got time for another share.
Celine M.
Oh my God. Well, we're going to go with Celine and see where we're at after that. Okay, Celine, so the floor is yours. Good morning.
Good morning, Celine. I was here and loving this meeting. This paragraph, I've never spoken before at this meeting, and this paragraph is lovely. All of your experience and knowledge has helped me for 15 months not have sugar, flour, pasta, and the abstinence has brought me so much closer to my higher power. So with your experience and knowledge, the most exciting thing is how my higher power brings you with your message to me at the exact precise moment that I need it. And every time that happens, I have goosebumps. So good morning, all. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Celine. Okay, one more share. It's like a 2-minute share.
Vivian.
Who
we got? Felicia D.
Okay, I heard Vivian. Vivian, it's yours for about a minute or so, minute and a half.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to be here. This paragraph just so resonated with me this morning. Whenever I hear something in the Big Book, which is very often, it says, we shall bring to task our combined experience and knowledge. This should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. And as I heard before, a life problem. I have a life problem. And this is a promise. There are so many promises in the Big Book. They don't always say it's a promise, but whenever I hear something, there's a solution towards something or something I can learn, that's a promise for me to change and for me to live a different life. I don't know how much time I have, probably not much, but I just really was in a pity pot on Mother's Day and I felt ignored, blah, blah, blah. And I could have taken that, oh my goodness, down a bad road. And then I realized, wait a minute, I have a program. I don't have to feel this. I know not how not to feel this. I prayed, I meditated. I turned it around through the grace of God in this program because, like my old sponsor used to say, I said, I feel like I'm being brainwashed. And she would say, well, your brain needs a good washing. And my brain got a little cleaner on Sunday, and I enjoyed Mother's Day thanks to this program. I'm so grateful to be here and have all of you and learn so much on this journey of life. Thanks so much, y'all.
Thanks, Vivian, for wrapping up. So that's a wrap, you guys. Thank you to everyone who's participated today. We're so glad you're here. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study that's going to immediately follow our closing. Let me give you the share ID for today's meeting. That number is 21,397. That's 21397. We're now going to close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164. We're going to follow that up with a serenity prayer. So, Elena C., would you read that for us?
Yes. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you have not got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of the happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Thank you, Elena, for doing that. Okay, let me ask everyone if you care to join us in the spring.